attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of here.
Robert Scott Bell. Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, hour two, kicking into gear here. Happy Tuesday. You survived the non-holiday of Cinco de Mayo. We did find out it really wasn't, for anybody that is truly Mexican origin. They go, that wasn't a holiday. But every day is a holiday on the Robert Scott Bell Show. When we're broadcasting, we're enjoying what we're doing. We're digging into stuff. We're revealing things. And behind the scenes, of course, Mike Adams, the health ranger, does through Natural News. We stream live through naturalnewsradio.com, as well as our syndicator, GCN, GCNlive.com, and affiliates, as well as across the pond at UKHealthRadio.com and DigitalRadio-103 Down Under, along with Stitcher and podcasts through iTunes. Superdot, did we ever figure out, one guy was saying he was having trouble with the iTunes feed, because you see it and it's everything's up to date, but he's saying it's not. Do you know what's going on there?
I don't at this point, because he gave me, and if anybody else is having the same problem, please let us know, because we want to try and identify if this is something that's just localized to his iTunes account or something of that nature, or if it's something that's affecting more than one person. But on the Facebook there, he gave me a screenshot showing indeed that on his individual device, he's having trouble getting the podcast. But okay. I took a screenshot of iTunes looking at our podcast through iTunes, and everything, from what I can see, is up to date. So we're going to look into it and see if there's something more to it than what we can see here.
All right. Well, give us the update as it's ready. There are a lot of things that are going on behind the scenes that we can only reveal when we can reveal them. And that includes some of the investigative things that Mike Adams, the health ranger, is doing. You know, with the Natural News Forensic Foods Lab, he's uncovered the heavy metals that are contained within rice protein products from Southeast Asia, or from different areas of Asia and China. And this continues to be a major dilemma for the health food industry, perhaps for the FDA, which probably doesn't give a flip, except that, you know, that they maybe could use this against the natural products industry. But they certainly don't require heavy metals testing on anything that claims to be organic or raw or living. But it turns out Whole Foods may be intentionally misleading customers about toxic heavy metals in those rice protein products we reported on with the health ranger a while back. So there's more, it will be revealed, but there's a preliminary article that we see at naturalnews.com just now. And Mike went to pick up some products, including the rice protein products that he's probably going to retest. So it'll be like the third time to say, indeed, you guys, I made you aware, the higher ups at Whole Foods, that you're selling products that are contaminated with heavy metals. What are you going to do about it? They exceed Prop 65 limits in California by over 1,000%. Now, according to what we're hearing here, one store employee told a Natural News contributing writer that, you know, the referencing to the heavy metals in the rice protein, oh, that's just something on the Internet. We would never sell anything or something if it had heavy metals in it. Well, that's not true. Now, this may be an employee that's just not informed, or they might be being directed to say that. I don't know. But there's going to be more coming out. And if any of you at Whole Foods Corporate are listening, you better pay attention, because this is going to be a major scandal if you don't do the right thing here. And I know for a fact that you've been, let's say, informed. Another store manager of a Whole Foods said that, quote, that's been debunked. Mike Adams doesn't even have a lab. There are no heavy metals in the protein pizza. Yeah. I'm telling you, it's going to be a major embarrassment for Whole Foods if this gets out and they don't do the right thing. There's no way they can deny this. Even the companies that Mike had exposed that had these heavy metals in them are not denying it. They're not disputing it. And in fact, you know, they're not saying, oh, Mike Adams doesn't have a lab. The lab is very real, I can assure you. So we're dealing with the company started with humble origins. I think Mrs. Gooch's down there in Southern California. You know, they had different names around. They bought the bread and circuses. They eventually, you know, dominated and took out the Wild Oats of the world and many others. And yet, as good as they are to bring a lot of natural products to the major mass market retail environment, the fact of the matter is, if they're falling down on that purity standard, I mean, it was bad enough for some when Mrs. Gooch's wouldn't carry anything with refined sugar, and then Whole Foods bought them, and that changed. But now, years later, that they would carry a product that they knowingly have, that knowingly has heavy metals contaminated in it. I'm telling you, this is a big scandal that's yet to be fully played out. But the wheels are turning behind the scenes. And as I said, Whole Foods, you better do the right thing. You better do the right thing. That's what we got to say.
I think it's just, it's silly. I'd missed the part about the manager saying that Mike Adams doesn't even have a lab.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, I mean, you honestly think somebody like Mike Adams, I mean, who has one of the largest, if not the largest health, you know, holistic health websites in the world, is going to just put up an article with all of these statistics from testing on mm-hmm. things if he doesn't have a lab?
Right.
I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. Obviously, he does have a lab. He's been proven right time and time again on what he's done. Sure. And
but think about the betrayal of trust, though, of corporate at that level. I mean, it's a billion-plus dollar chain of stores. Yeah. And, you know, the levels of heavy metals in some of these products, I mean, if they're feeding this stuff to pregnant women.
Right.
I mean, or even babies that are, you know, using these rice protein products. I mean, sure. Does that not concern anybody at Whole Foods Corporate? I'm just asking.
Yeah,
I know. I mean,
granted, it was a store manager. We're not talking about somebody from corporate.
No, but the thing is, Super Don, the management, the upper brass, all the way up to the top, have been informed. They know what's going on.
Right.
And so here's, you know, you want to talk about a warning shot across the bow. It literally is for them to do the right thing for their benefit, as well as the benefit of all the folks that are going into the Whole Foods stores thinking that they're buying clean products.
Right.
You must read the labels, but the fact is the things that Mike Adams is revealing is not on any label.
And that's the striking thing about the interview that we did hit with him a while back, where he was talking about how something can have an organic label, mm-hmm. and the farmer literally could just go spray, you know, mercury on his field, and it could still qualify as getting that organic label.
Right. So one of the things, if you want to help Natural News figure out how deep the rabbit hole goes on this story, you can visit a Whole Foods this very day and ask them why they are selling rice protein products containing toxic heavy metals. And if you have a response, you get a response, maybe you can get them on the record, or you can quote them or write down their response. You can send it in to reply@naturalnews.com and let us know which location that they answered you.
There you go. Citizen journalism.
Yeah. And this is the reason why, you know, obviously I dig what we do. Appreciate what Mike's doing and all the others that are out there doing great work. And there are too many to mention at this point, and it's growing. But it is the use of the First Amendment. It's being a journalist, a reporter, asks questions. You know, we hope to be joined by Bo Berman from Fox CT affiliate to talk about the Justina Pelletier case. She's been following this from the beginning. He's an award-winning journalist. I think he's up for even more awards with his coverage there.
Right.
And, being a journalist, a reporter, doesn't mean you have to have or promote your own agenda or own opinion. I mean, you can just reveal the story. For instance, you could know that heavy metals are toxic and bad, but you can present the story that say Whole Foods has been made aware that their rice protein products that they're selling in their store may be or is actually validated to contain this. And that's a story. You don't have to say it's bad, good, or ugly. You can allow the listener or viewer to kind of come to that conclusion, because people aren't that stupid. Oh, it has heavy metals in it. Oh, that must mean we need more of it. No, they'll go, wait a second, that's not right. And even on the Justin Pelletier case, again, we hope to talk to Bo. If not, we're going to cover the story. you don't have to have an opinion as to whether Boston Children's Hospital are right, or the Tufts doctors are right, or that, you know, or that it's somatoform disease, or that it's mitochondria. You don't have to have an opinion on it to report on it. And then you watch and witness the events, and the viewer, the moms and dads out there, or even other medical professionals, have the ability to look at that and go, wait, there's something wrong here. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't have an opinion of it, but there's a different or distinction between those who engage in opinions and, what do they call that, editorializing on something, versus those who are just reporting and saying, you figure this thing out, but this is what I'm seeing here. And you might be secretly outraged, but you as the reporter might not reveal your outrage because your job is just to report. And that's okay, as long as you're doing it in an above board, not secret hidden agenda way, where the corporations are paying you to suppress information or pretend information is real when it is actually not. Because this kind of ties into that whole journalism thing we opened with today.
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree. And it's amazing. A lot of the listeners that we do have are people. How many times have we gotten emails or Facebooks or tweets or something of people like, hey, check this out. Look mm-hmm. what I found here. Look what I'm doing here. Here's a picture of me, you know, going through the store and putting GMO labels on the cereals and stuff. You know, I mean, there's some great people out there doing great things. And that's how the truth gets out. That's how mm-hmm. we find out things are happening, is because we can't yeah. rely on the mainstream and this shift of yeah. consciousness that's going around here, where people realize they've got the ability through technology, through YouTube, through smartphones, stuff like that. You know, you guys can run, but you can't hide. We're on.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, listen, if you want to know more about the stories we're covering, robertscatbell.com is the place to go online. Also, RS Bell Media Channel on YouTube. We plan to do another YouTuber today, and I am going to be wearing my organic non-GMO Robert Scatbell Show t-shirt that says "The power to heal is yours." You want to see it? You want to see it? I'm going to wear it.
The one on there, the black one with the white letters?
You know what? I might even change shirts on the air. I know that will expose me and some of my vitamin D-kissed skin. But if
right,
that's
women,
what it takes to get viewers
women,
to the RS Bell Media Channel,
woo-hoo.
There will be some vitamin D exposure, potentially, possibly. RS Bell Media Channel, that's at YouTube.
Right.
By the way, Heavy Metal Detox from King Bio. Take extra selenium from our good friend Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com, the food-grown form to counteract the heavy metals coming in from the Whole Foods proteins that they're not pulling from the shelves yet. We'll see where that goes. Next, 10 more reasons to buy organic food.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition, for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Too sexy for my love, too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave.
Oh, now. What is
ladies,
this?
Tune in today after the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be taking his shirt off on YouTube.
Oh, good Lord.
Right after the show. You don't want to miss it.
Yeah. Super, I'm leaving. That's it. I'm Woo-hoo. Walking out. Now I've had
hey,
it. I'm resigning.
It. You said it. You
what?
Said you were going to do
I
it.
Might.
You change your shirt. So
I said,
you got to do
well,
it now.
You think I you know to think that means people won't tune into our RSBL media channel if I threaten to do that.
Well, I don't
really?
Know. I don't
Come
know.
Come on, you guys want to see me in the Power to Heal is Yours shirt, the organic non-GMO shirt that you can get from Nick
They
Brandy?
Want to see you change into another shirt, Robert. You
I
said
don't
so.
Believe it. I got to go work out. Now I got to go work out.
Chicken.
We'll see. Anyway. We'll see. The All golden right. tan. I did get some vitamin D this morning, early rays. It was great. So
yes.
Thank you for that sexy crossfade, Super Don. I don't know what I'm going to do now. My son wanted to hear Metallica, and you played Right Said Fred.
Right okay. Said Fred. That's
right. All right. So 10 reasons consumers are buying organic or should buy organic, should care. Ronnie Cummins, our friend from the organic, what is it? Where is it? The
OCA, Organic the Consumers OCA. Association.
It is the OCA. Okay. My bad. He wrote another piece for Natural News about safeguarding organic standards. 10 reasons that consumers are buying organic. Now, they probably didn't know that there's no testing for heavy metals. That's an interesting aspect to this. But we can go through a few of these as to the reason why. You know, when people ask me, and even on the Truth About Cancer with Ty Bollinger, he was interviewing me the other day, and we were talking about what you got to do. And I was like, you cannot subsist on pesticide-laden foods and expect to heal from cancer. But you also, and I covered this, we talked about it with Dr. Batar, you can't also abstain from all pesticides and everything, do perfectly clean, and have serious anger issues. I mean, serious anger, you just not let go. I mean, they could seethe with rage, and that could be enough to create cancer, even if you're eating pure, clean food. So it's about everything. But I find it easier to eat clean foods than it is not to be angry. Did I say that right? No, think about it. No, just think about this. How hard is it, if you ever tried to do what's called like a mental or even an emotional fast, maybe an emotional fast is easier, I'm not sure, but Super Don, think about this, a mental fast, where you say, I'm going to only think positive thoughts for the entire day,
mm-hmm.
versus saying, I'm only going to eat organic food today. What would be easier to actually accomplish?
Probably eating the food.
Oh, without a doubt, it's easier.
Yeah.
I mean, just try it for 1 hour to have a mental fast. You know, not fasting from food, fasting from bad or impure thoughts of some kind, whatever you perceive that to be. That you will realize how crazy your mind is. It will do everything and anything. You know,
that is really cool, actually. I never thought about it that way. That's
a high level.
That would be quite an exercise. Quite an exercise. Yeah. And I think in the long run, once you got used to that, it would change your life.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. The kind of discipline, and when you can control your mind that way, it's brilliant what you can do, what you can create, what you can avoid. But that's why I say eating organic is easier because you're just selecting it or not selecting it versus, oh, my gosh, my mind is running. It's crazy. The mind is a terrible thing to let control you, that is. It's a great tool, but you let it control you, it's very dangerous. Now, number one on the list of, and this is linked up through naturalnews.com. We have it linked up at our robertscottbell.com. Organic foods are produced without the use of GMOs, genetic engineering and GMOs. That's a big one. And that's why we have a non-GMO shirt now. The power to heal is yours.
Right.
Number two on the list, organic farming prohibits the use of toxic pesticides, antibiotics, growth hormones, and climate-destabilizing chemical fertilizers. I don't even know if that's on the label of a chemical fertilizer to say it's climate-destabilizing. I've never seen that.
Yeah, probably not a big selling feature.
Right, but Ronnie put it in there. All right. Number three, organic foods are farming and climate-friendly. People are increasingly concerned about... Oh, that's what they're doing, climate-destabilizing greenhouse gas pollution, including CO2, methane, and nitrous oxide. Number four, organic food certification prohibits nuclear irradiation.
Right.
And we're certainly glad about that, but we realize it can't do anything about the irradiation coming from Fukushima or elsewhere, but it will limit the use of it outside of just whatever's incidental, which may be bad enough. Number five, consumers worry about rampant E. coli, salmonella, campylobacter, MRSA, fecal contamination and animal products coming out of the nation's inhumane and filthy slaughterhouses.
Yeah.
Remember that we've covered these things, the food poisoning issues coming from factory farms. Being downstream from a factory farm is a very dangerous place to be. Very dangerous. Number six, consumers are concerned about billions of pounds of toxic municipal sewage sludge. Number seven, slaughterhouse stuff. Number eight, inhumane treatment of animals, of course. Seal flu. Penguin flu. Stop it. Stop blaming the animals for what the stupid humans are doing.
Okay.
And number nine, consumers are concerned about purchasing foods with high nutrient value and preserving America's family farms. God bless the family farmer. Let's bring them back. Well, Bo Berman will be with us or not, but either way, we're covering the Justine Pelletier case and getting her free. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Robert Scott.
I'm a warrior, okay, and that's what I bring to the table.
Robert Scott.
What's wrong with us, anyhow? Have we gone soft?
Robert Scott.
All real Americans love to fight.
Robert Scott.
I am the champion of the Constitution.
Robert Scott. Go. Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, joined now by Fox CT affiliate reporter, investigative journalist, his name, Bo Berman, award-winning, up for more awards for the coverage of this case we've been covering since we learned about it through Bo Berman. Justina Pelletier, is it somatoform disease? Is it mitochondrial disease? Is Boston Children's Hospital right? Is Tufts University and their doctors right? In the meantime, this child taken custody by the state, Child Protective Services, put in some form of you can't visit her except once in a very long while, and the parents still don't have her a year plus later. And Bo's been covering this like nobody else in broadcast media, and we appreciate him for his good works here. And Bo, thanks for being on the Robert Scott Bell Show again.
Hey, thanks for having me back. Good to be here.
Bo, how many times have you shook your head in disbelief covering this story? I mean, when we first talked to you, it was already stunning the things you were uncovering and witnessing, but it's taken turns that even I couldn't have predicted.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly the most strange story I've ever covered in my career so far. And I've covered some pretty big stories thus far, but, yeah, so, you know, the latest news is that yesterday, the Pelletier family, the parents of Justina Pelletier, the 15-year-old girl who is from just about 15 minutes away from where our TV station is located here in Hartford, Connecticut. Her family met with the Health and Human Services Secretary up in Massachusetts, where she's been essentially held for the past 15 months, at the very least against her parents' will, and it appears against her. But, you know, anyway, so there's a new plan. So for the first time in 15 months, the state has suggested sending her back to Connecticut, and if they have their way, if the state has their way and this plan goes through, which it looks like it will, then Justina will be returning to Connecticut, which initially excited a lot of supporters of this family. But the catch to this is that she'll be going to a special, supposedly it's called a therapeutic education facility, and it's in far northeast Connecticut, so it's actually still a minute, an hour and 15 minutes away from the family's home. And what really frustrated the family yesterday is that while this might sound like good news at face value, to them they explained that it really wasn't good news because they still stand by the claim that they've done nothing wrong to begin with. So if you know, if you think about it objectively, if someone has done nothing wrong, then they don't want baby steps, they don't want compromise, they just want the full thing. They want her,
they want their child back.
So,
now, yeah, Bo, can I ask you, I know some things maybe are kept what they call in camera or away from the reporters on this, but maybe you've seen, I'm still looking for any compelling evidence that says the Pelletier family has somehow been abusive or neglectful in this case. I mean, it seems like to all visual and in audio that I've heard that they've been very concerned and been seeking out medical help. Even if I would have a different opinion about the way to go, nothing that would rise to the level of saying we need to take this child and not return this child to her family.
Yeah, I mean, there hasn't been any it's a subjective question, but I mean, there really hasn't been much, if any, compelling evidence that proves that the family was abused, committed any abuse or was full of neglect when it comes to their daughter. I mean, again, you know, in our earlier reports, we obtained some internal documents from Boston Children's Hospital where she was originally taken and stayed until January of 2014. And, you know, essentially, again, they were suggesting that Justina regressed around her parents and wasn't acting right, and basically said that she had been diagnosed with the wrong disease. But, you know, it's also confusing for so many people because, again, nothing has come out publicly. But, again, if you talk to these public agencies like the Massachusetts Department of Children and Families, or if you probably ask the Massachusetts governor, I mean, what he said publicly is look, people, this is a patient, you know, this is a ward of the state, and we're bound by law to keep that confidential.
Right, which makes it even more difficult reporting on this the way you have, Bo. We're talking with Bo Berman from the Fox CT affiliate there, covering a story that is very emotional for any parent watching it, that your child could be become a ward of the state simply for seeking medical help in an emergency situation, and then finding that you're not going to get this child back for over a year later. Now, I questioned about who would be responsible for a medical bill that very few families in America could ever afford to have a child in permanent care in a hospital setting like that. And also, I heard also maybe one of the people from the Child Protective Services or Massachusetts DCF has resigned over this. Is that something I'm hearing correctly?
Well, just, you know, you kind of have two points there. So the bill, I mean, the parents have estimated, Lou Pelletier, Justina's father, has devised an estimate of $2 million for the care. I have no idea how accurate that is, but we can all sort of just take a stab at it. You know, if you're in a hospital inpatient essentially for, 11 months, then, you know, that's pretty costly. So I don't know exactly how much it costs. And then even after that, then the subsequent 4 months after that, she's been in special facilities that aren't free. And somebody's, you know, eventually got to pay for it. And then as your second question, the director, the head of the Massachusetts Department of Children and Families, did resign last week. However, it's important to say that it wasn't directly because of this case. One can only guess how much this case played a part. It was more so because of some other very well-publicized troubles and criticisms, and essentially the deaths of three small children that occurred in her tenure in the last year.
Yeah.
So they've been extremely under heavy fire and criticism, that entire agency.
But yeah, Bo, there's a lot of controversy with these types of departments around all of the states, quite honestly. A lot of children are lost or injured or even die. And it begs the question, you know, is there a better way? I know we can't answer that today, but certainly as we've been following and if you've been reporting on this, it's raised the awareness nationally and internationally. What about protests locally, whether it be in Connecticut and or Massachusetts, you know, directly marching on the hospital now or protesting to the state at this point? You mentioned the governor is aware of this as well. I mean, do you think that this finally maybe moved it to the point where they're, okay, Connecticut, it's your problem. You can take her, but we're not giving her back to the family. Let Connecticut government handle it at this point.
Well, you know, here's the thing. This has risen to the highest levels of the political field. I mean, the Connecticut governor is aware of it. The Massachusetts governor is certainly aware of it because the family spokesperson, his name is Reverend Patrick Mahoney. He actually confronted the governor 2 weeks ago and took a cell phone video of it. And so, the governor actually gave him 3 minutes of his time and listened to him about the Pelletier case. And that actually, it appears, led to a meeting with the HHS secretary, which then led to yesterday's meeting, which certainly, you know, were potentially positive steps for the family. But the weird thing here, the thing a lot of people are questioning is that it's such a strange case in the sense that you've got a Connecticut girl who's been in Massachusetts for 15 months, and so the state of Massachusetts now says, we're going to send her back to Connecticut, but she's still remaining in Massachusetts custody.
Wow.
And she's in the northeast corner of Connecticut, basically right on the border of Rhode Island and Massachusetts. She's actually closer to Boston still than she is to West Hartford, where she's from.
Hmm. So they're giving her back to Connecticut, and yet they're still maintaining the claim of custody over this child? Is that what I heard?
It wouldn't be accurate, really, to say they're giving her back to Connecticut. I mean, I guess the best way to characterize it
is
that they're sending, you know, she will geographically be in Connecticut at a therapeutic education facility, you know, that's approved by the state of Connecticut. However, she is still in Massachusetts DCF custody, and who knows how long. And that's what the family and that's what their spokesperson were so upset about yesterday. They said, why would we champion this plan and accept it, you know, with a smiling face whenever there's no deadline set here? Because the key is, I mean, the state of Massachusetts did say yesterday in their letter to the family they want Justina to go home soon. They actually want her to go home very soon, but they said they need to transition her through this facility. So some people have argued the family should kind of just play it cool, keep quiet, you know, play the game a little bit and get her back in a few weeks, hopefully. Mm-hmm. But what the family is arguing is that it doesn't even say it's going to be a few weeks. It doesn't say weeks.
Right,
it doesn't say months. It doesn't say years. And so now they've, you know, already waited 15 months. They're not quite ready to take, to put their blind faith in this state or the agency.
Sure. Well, and who would, as a parent looking at what's transpired already? I mean, this is, I am trying to find the justification or the sense in all of this. You know, why are they just trying to somehow cover their tracks? And at the point when that bill comes due, I mean, if you're the father in this case, do you say, listen, this was not my wishes to have this happen. The state, the people of the state of Massachusetts are going to end up picking up the bill.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, nobody knows exactly who's going to pay for it or who has been paying for it, but you got to think it's potentially Massachusetts taxpayers, you know, is one pretty good guess, I would say.
Yeah, I have a sense of that. Even if it comes to a lawsuit, just to hold them accountable for this. If you say it, then it's your responsibility. So, Bo, upcoming, I know that you continue following this among many other stories that you do for the Fox CT affiliate up there. Are there any other hearings happening? Do we have any lawsuits flying in this case, or right now we're in a wait and see perspective?
Well, there's really three important things. Number one is the Pelletier family has filed a writ of habeas corpus. It's actually, I believe, the second one they've filed. And this one, they said yesterday in front of our cameras, has actually been, received by a judge, and the judge supposedly is going to hear this case, or hear this,
okay.
This writ of habeas
That's
corpus,
big.
Which is a claim for wrongful imprisonment, essentially. And so, there's no date yet on that, but it would be a new judge. So, they could potentially see that as a victory. The other important thing is that May 24th is Justina Pelletier's 16th birthday. And so unless she's back at home, I would say the family will not consider that a sweet 16 unless she's back in her room. It's been empty for 15 months. And then in June, that's actually the next scheduled hearing with the original judge. That's scheduled to be a review of his custody decision from March, whenever he gave permanent custody to the state of Massachusetts. Permanent isn't necessarily as bad as it sounds for the family. It just means that the state really has full custody right now.
Yeah, at that
but
point.
You know, that could always be reversed, overturned, or amended at the next hearing in June.
Well, Bo, I definitely want to stay in touch with you as we have, and you can follow Bo on Twitter. We've got him hooked up in Facebook as well, and the links to this latest story at robertscottbell.com, to foxct.com, and the story. Bo, keep up the great work. You're doing credit to what we would like to see more reporters do, and I thank you for appearing with this update on Justina Pelletier today.
Okay, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
All right, that was Bo Berman, and when we come back, we'll be talking about some things that maybe those people at Boston Children's Hospital or the Department of Children and Family Services in Boston are drinking. Yeah, maybe that explains something. We're going to get to that. It's not what Super Don is drinking. I promise you, it's not what he's drinking. So stick around. Robert Scott Bell Show rocks on for health freedom after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bodies. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins, we do. DoorDevil.com.
How dangerous are licensed representatives of the pharmaceutical state? We're about to reveal another layer of the danger through healthfinder.gov. Stand by for that. But first, I intimated that Super Don wasn't drinking something that others are, you know, the kind that would be crazy enough to take possession of a child and, you know, the whole Justin Pelletier case with Bo Berman that I was talking about. But there's a great meme we saw. I think Sarah Beth, the prettier half of Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center. I saw it first on one of the social networks there. And had a picture.
I just saw this. You just posted this on Facebook.
Yeah, and it's just this image of a coffee cup with I guess it's, you know, got some pretty eyes. It's kind of they make what do they call that when you turn something inanimate into something animate? Anthropomorphize it or something. It's just a coffee cup. What, you like that?
Listen, that's what coffee does for me in the morning, actually.
It anthropomorphizes you?
It takes me from being an inanimate to an animate object.
Animate object. So, yeah, it's this picture, and you can see it on our Facebook page. I own you, it says. The cup and the mug filled with coffee says, I own you. Does that mean it can go into any orifice?
It's, no, it doesn't say I... never mind. I can't even say that.
I'm
I was
just
about
saying,
to say
if it
really
owns
bad.
You.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. Yeah. Anyway.
So anyway, no. Just what
it's
whatever
mutually,
you do.
It's a mutually beneficial relationship.
You're
I
like consenting
the cup,
adults.
Me.
Consenting right. Adults. This consenting cup of coffee. All right. Well, whatever you do, don't put certain types of water in that coffee maker to make your coffee. An expert panel, according to HealthFinder.gov, is recommending that primary care physicians, those are definitely not homeopaths in the medical system under Obamacare. They should be, but they're not. But it said that these primary care physicians should do this in an effort to prevent that. What is this and what is that? Doctors should give toddlers fluoride treatments, according to U.S. Task Force.
Wow. So a doctor, not a dentist.
Well, it doesn't matter. It could be a doctor, dentist, but... just the fact that somebody called an expert can direct doctors from the government expert panel perspective, according to the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force, should give toddlers fluoride treatments. I'm telling you, just like we revealed on the Jerry Doyle show yesterday, they are 100% wrong about this, as they were 100% wrong about reducing your fat intake or that saturated fat could cause heart disease.
Right.
Fluoride is not your best way to prevent tooth decay or cavities. In fact, it's the worst way. Why is it the worst way? Because it's a neurotoxin. Oh, I'm sorry. Doctors don't give a flip about neurotoxins because they inject them into children every day. Okay, I'm not controlling my anger. I'm not controlling my thoughts. But damn it, I don't want to nor need to on this story. If there is ever a reason to remove medical doctors from that high, exalted, elite status in the healthcare arena, this is it. Doctors, if you're willing to treat children with neurotoxins, including fluoride, to prevent cavities, you do not belong in a position of being around children. I would put you in a house with a sign outside the house saying that you are a danger, a reckless danger to kids everywhere, and keep kids away from you. You could be a dentist. You could be a pediatrician. I'll put you in the same category as those who would abuse children in other ways. You would inject toxic poisons, neurotoxic poisons. You would force children to drink this stuff. You do not belong anywhere near children. Now, I didn't intend to get all happy on you in this final
segment. You don't have an opinion on that, do you?
We usually like to lighten it up at the end, and somehow it did. I guess when we said, yeah, we'll cover this story today, Super Don, I just didn't realize as I was reading this that what it would bring out in me.
Well,
I stand by my statements here. I do.
Yeah. No, I understand. I understand. And, you know, what they're saying here is they want to encourage these primary care physicians to do this in order to take care of the children whose water supply doesn't have enough fluoride. So, you know, we've covered these stories where these cities are rejecting the fluoride in the water. So now they're, I guess they're going to bring the physicians up as the backup plan, right?
Exactly. You know, we can't poison you through the municipal system. Hey, I got an idea. Let's call the doctors. They'll do it. They're already poisoning the population with pharmaceutical drugs approved by the Fear and Death Administration. Don't do it. If your doctor still believes that fluoride prevents tooth decay and is good for your kids, find another doctor and do it before I'm back on the air tomorrow at 3 o'clock Eastern Time. Robert Scott Bell Show through National News Radio, GCN, our syndicator, and more. The power to heal is yours. Yes, it is. But I'm going to put on the T-shirt that says it. And it's organic, and it's non-GMO, and you can have one, too. But you got to go to RS Bell Media Channel today, YouTube, and you'll see me put it on. Yeah, you might really see it. All right, back tomorrow. Thanks.
Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best. Best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.